Hey everyone, it's Venice. I'm here with another AMA audio to celebrate the 700 follower milestone, which is absolutely incredible and insane, but awesome. I am very, I'm very shocked, but very grateful that I can get to this milestone and celebrate this milestone with you all. I, of course, want to start off by saying thank you so, so much to anyone who has ever listened to any of my audios, anyone who has ever followed me, anyone who has ever given me support. All of your positivity, your love, support, your comments, just everything means so much to me. It's made this audio making process so fun and insightful and interesting and wonderful. And I want to say thank you all so much for listening to me explore my imagination, for listening to me be emotional, and for just connecting with me and enjoying my content. I am so grateful for all of you and so thankful for all of you. So thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. So I have to preface this again by saying I'm nervous. I said this in the last one. I always get, kind of nervous about these, which is weird, I feel like, because I do audios all the time, but it's kind of different when you're, you know, you have something, a set situation or idea, and you're kind of playing around with your imagination. But when it comes to talking about, I guess, stuff that's more based in reality, I get nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to sound weird. I don't know if, you know, what I'm saying will come across clear. And so I get nervous about this. But I am also really excited to dig into these questions. I want to say thank you so much to all of the people who post questions or topics for me to answer and ramble about. So let's go ahead and get into these questions. There were a few questions that were submitted by users who wanted to remain anonymous. So I'm going to mix in those questions with other questions that I received from other users whose username I am going to mention. So let's go ahead and get started. This first question was posted by Cora_239. And the question was, how do you feel about video games? Do you play them? / what are your favorites? Do you feel that there are any that are criminally underrated? And in parentheses, they said, I have to admit my favorite is definitely The Last of Us. Very good question. I do play one video game a lot, which I mentioned in my last AMA, The Sims. I'm a total simmer. I'm a total Sims fanatic. Some people like to say The Sims does not count as a video game. I do count it as a video game. So yes, I do play them. I've actually gotten a little bit into exploring some other video games during the summer. I recently got a Switch a couple months ago, so I've been playing Animal Crossing, which I really, really love. And I've also tried to get into some Super Smash Bros. I honestly suck, but I want to play it so bad, so I'm trying to, like, practice. But I would say for my favorites, The Sims is obviously my favorite. Do I think that there are any that are criminally underrated? I feel like I am not versed in video games enough to be able to answer that question, honestly. I think there are so many awesome games that are out there, especially a lot of indie games that are being created that don't get a lot of attention because they're indie games. So I think that there are amazing games out there. I just may not know about them or may not have been exposed to them. And I've definitely heard of The Last of Us. I've actually seen, I don't know if this is weird, but a way that I experience a lot of video games is I watch people play them on YouTube. And I know there are other people that are like, well, why would you watch someone play it? Why don't you just play it yourself? And I don't know, there's just something nice about watching someone else go through all of it and not having to do any of the work. Maybe it's laziness, I suppose. But yeah, I've seen The Last of Us and it's been really cool. I think The Last of Us 2 came out not too long ago. I haven't seen any of that yet, but I definitely need to catch up on that. All right, let's go to another question. This question was posted by Mazda Spaceship. And the question is, in your opinion, what is the greatest movie of all time? In parentheses, this says, I think it's Josie and the Pussycats. You know what? I've never seen Josie and the Pussycats. I've heard so many great things about that film. I've never seen it. I have to watch it. And this is such a hard question because there are so many great movies out there. I feel like I'm not qualified to say what the greatest movie of all time is. I will say that there are a couple of movies that for some reason I can just watch them over and over again and not get tired of them. And I feel like it's really random. Not random, but kind of random. So I would say a movie that I've watched over and over, all three, is the Kung Fu Panda franchise. I love Kung Fu Panda. I never get tired of it. I don't know what it is about Kung Fu Panda, but the whole story, I feel like, is just so inspiring and wholesome, and I love it, and I'll watch it over and over again. Another movie that I'll watch over and over again that I really love that a lot of people haven't seen. I don't remember if people remember a couple of years ago, maybe 2017-ish, there was a remake of the Power Rangers movie. I think it was, the company was Sabian's Power Rangers. I love that movie. I don't know what it is about that movie, but I've seen it over and over. And I just love the Power Rangers in general, but just that Power Rangers movie for some reason just totally like grabbed my attention. I don't know what it was, but that movie I really love. Another movie that I really love that I think is incredible is Kill Bill. I love Kill Bill Volume 1 and Volume 2. I've seen Kill Bill so many times. Kill Bill is really special to me because it's a movie that both my dad and I absolutely love. And we've spent probably hours like dissecting this movie, talking about theories, just honestly gushing over the movie together. So it's that movie, Kill Bill, is really special to me in that respect. And I would say another movie that's also connected with my dad that he and I love so much is The Incredibles. When I was younger, we went to see The Incredibles movie together and we absolutely loved it. We've watched it so many times together. It's one of our, you know, special movies. And The Incredibles 2 came out not too long ago. And even though I was adult, I was like, Dad, will you take me to the movie theaters to see The Incredibles 2? And he said, darling, I would love nothing more. And so we went to the theater to see The Incredibles 2 together. And it was awesome. And I absolutely loved it. So I love The Incredibles. Yeah, all of those movies, I can watch them over and over again and never get tired of them. All right, let's move to another question. Let's go to some of the questions that the users posted that wanted to be anonymous. Okay, this question is funny, and I'll explain why. Worst date and best date you have ever been on? Okay, so this is probably very sad, and I'm probably going to be telling on myself a little bit, but I feel like you know how some people would classify a date traditionally as, you know, you and the person, you go out maybe to dinner or the movies. I don't know if I've ever been on an official date. I have been in date-like situations, but it was never like specified or spoken, like, this is a date, I'm taking you out, you know what I mean? So I guess I can talk about my date-like situations. Let me start with the best that I've ever been on. It was something that was really simple. We just went out to the movies and to eat, but the other person said, you know what, you do so much for me, let me, you know, pay for everything and take care of you, and you just relax. And I was like, whoa, like, only because in the past, I've been very much so the one who has taken care of everything, paid for everything, did everything, which was not good. And I learned that now, but it was nice to be pampered a little bit. So I think that was one of my best date memories. The worst date. Oh, boy. I was debating on whether or not to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it because it was the worst date experience for me, and I'll, you know, explain why. So, this has to do with my ex. I don't know if I've mentioned them before. I have had, and I don't mind sharing this, I've had one ex only, one pretty serious relationship. And so my ex and I, we were out and we went to Starbucks to get some coffee and pastries. And this ex and I, we had been together for a couple of years. We were pretty serious. And so we're in line waiting to order, right? And all of a sudden, my ex pulls out this box and kind of hands it to me. It's like, oh, here, this is for you. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. And I wasn't sure what it was, but it looked like a jewelry box. So I opened it, and inside was an engagement ring. And I didn't know how to feel, because I said, in my head, I was like, are you proposing to me right now? I mean, like, what is happening? And my ex was kind of just like, oh, yeah, it's for you, put it on. And I kind of had to be like, look at them, like, are you, and I kind of whisper, are you proposing? Like, because they seemed kind of hushed about it, like they didn't want anyone to know. And I was really confused. And at the time, I just said, you know what, I'll just put it on, because I was in love with them. So I put it on. So I put on this engagement ring in the middle of Starbucks. And I want to say it wasn't a good, and that's why I'm saying one of my worst dates. It wasn't a good memory, because I imagined when I would be proposed to, it would be, even if it, like, the place doesn't matter, it's the person that matters. But I would imagine, you know, they would, you know, be, you know, really emotional, tell me about how they feel. They'd even get down on with me. If they can't get down on with me, just, you know, just look into my eyes and put the ring on me. None of that happened. And I just look back at that and I'm like, I wish that wasn't my first proposal. You know what I mean? And obviously the relationship did not work out. We did not get married. And so it's kind of a hard memory to look back on. Yeah, so I would say that was probably my worst date so far. I'm hoping in the future to have better dates and maybe other worst dates, because it's, you know, interesting to have those types of stories. Okay, another question by a user that wanted to stay anonymous is, how do you stumble upon GWA? Honestly, I don't clearly remember, but But I'm going to guess that, like I had said in my other AMA, I have been a longtime Reddit lurker. So this was back in 2011, 2012. I was starting to get into a lot of different social media sites. I think that was around the time that I was a lurker on Tumblr for a long time, but I finally made a Tumblr. I was getting into a lot of other social media sites, and I think through that is where I found Reddit. And I realized on Reddit, you can search a lot of different things. So me being the very, how do I even say this? Honestly, me being fucking horny, let me keep it real. Being fucking horny and just being curious about, you know, what Reddit had to offer in terms of, you know, more sexually charged and explicit content. And I think I was looking through the subreddits that were more like picture based. And then I found Gone Wild Audio. And I was like, whoa, like, oh, I like this only because I love hearing people talk. I love being talked to. And through Gone Wild Audio, that's where I found PTA. And I think the biggest pull was, you know, having that experience of kind of, you know, in a way playing pretend. And being talked to and, you know, having that experience and being able to kind of, it's kind of like having a guided imaginative experience. Like you have to use a lot of your imagination, but also there's still someone who is like giving you what you need and guiding you through it. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was the biggest pull. And I absolutely loved it. So I'm pretty sure that I found GWA through other social media sites. Okay, let's answer another question where the user wanted to stay anonymous. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record for yourself? This is a very good question, and I wanted to make sure I answered this because I think it is important, especially for content creators to kind of say, this is what I won't do. You know, these are my limits to what I won't record. And I haven't made an official post about that, but I think people might be able to tell kind of what my preference is for recording, but I've never talked about what I won't record. Keep in mind, these things, people do record them, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them recording these things and subject matters, but I personally just cannot, based on how I feel about it and based on past experiences. So things like rape, I will never record. Anything that is where both parties do not give their consent, I will not record. Anything that, I guess, in terms of kinks, like golden showers, anything where the person is no longer alive, you know, those types of things I tend to stay away from, just because if I were to record them, it would put me, especially the rape and lack of consent, it would put me in a really bad headspace that is not healthy for myself based on past adverse experiences that I've had. So I won't record any audios with that. And those types of audios I also do not listen to for the same reason. They put me in a very bad headspace. They make me feel, not the creator itself, but just the subject matter and reliving those adverse experiences, makes me feel very anxious and unsafe. And so I think it is best for me not to record anything that is related or anything that is based on those specific subject matters. All right, let's go to another question by, let's do this one by, okay, I feel like I am going to butcher your username, so I'm going to spell it out. You know who you are. I'm so sorry. You can totally berate me in the comments. But the username is spelled YYUHGAI. And they asked a couple of questions, so I'm going to answer those one by one. So our little blue planet has so many great places to go. What's yours? My favorite place to go in the planet. Again, I feel like I'm not qualified yet to answer that question because there's so many amazing places in the world, and I've only been to a very small amount of places. I wish I could go everywhere. To be honest with you, I want to go everywhere. I want to see everywhere. I want to maybe not do everything, but I want to see everywhere and experience it. But I can say for the places that I have gone to so far, and I may be a little bit biased about this, but my family is from Jamaica. And so I was born here in the States, in the United States, but my family's from Jamaica. And so I've been there a lot of times. And so I would say there because it's a really beautiful island. I always have a lot of fun there. I love the food. Honestly, I love the vibes. It's awesome. It has its parts that I don't like that I may talk about at another time. I'm not going to venture into that right now. But I would say so far, that's been my favorite place to visit. I think another question from the same person is, I think when would I want, where, maybe when would I want to go back in time? What time period would I want to explore? Okay, this one is tricky because, I have a very blunt answer for this. If I'm going to go back in time, it needs to be very far. Back in time, because if I go back in time not too long ago, say like maybe like 50 years or 100 years, certain parts of the world would not be very accepting of me as a Black pansexual woman. So I would have to go way, way, way back in time. And if I'm going to go back in time, I would want a peek into ancient Greece and ancient Rome, just because I feel like there was so much like crazy awesome stuff going on. There was just so much going on during that time that I have more questions about. And I think I would want to see firsthand what's going on to hopefully answer some of the questions I have about that time. Am I a morning bird or a night owl? Oh, I'm definitely a morning bird. I am 100% a morning person. I definitely can stay up late at night, but I find that I am the most productive, the most on point in the morning. And I tend to wake up early even when I don't need to. So yeah, I'm definitely a morning bird. Oh, this question. any special plans when you reached the great 1K followers? If I do get to that milestone, that will be absolutely insane. I would definitely want to do something really big for 1K. I mean, what do I mean by big? I don't know. I think I would want to do something maybe different. I do have a couple ideas in mind, but I think I want to keep them secret for now. I kind of want to keep it a surprise. But I do have some things in mind, but I feel like I need to think of more ideas, because if I do get to that milestone, I would want to definitely give back to you all and everyone else who listens to me, because I'd be so just floored and so appreciative of that. So I definitely would want to do something more so to celebrate myself, but to celebrate you all as well. And the last question from this person says, last but not least, how are you? What a loaded question. How am I? I would say right now at this point in time, I'm pretty good. I'm getting to talk to you all, and that makes me, you know, I'm kind of in a good mood because of that. How am I in general? I think I'm all right. It's been interesting with everything going on with the pandemic and having to work from home, and I'm fortunate enough to be healthy and safe and all right, and have my friends and family be healthy and safe and all right. And I hope that all of you who, you know, are being affected, I'm sure all of us are being affected by the pandemic, are staying as safe and as healthy as you possibly can. I know right now is not an easy time for anyone. So I just want you to know that my heart is with all of you. It's not an easy thing that all of us are going through, for sure. Okay, let's go back to a couple of these questions from the users that wanted to stay anonymous. Okay, what was the last movie you saw? It was one of the movies that I mentioned in what movies I could watch over and over, Kung Fu Panda. That was the last movie that I saw. But if I'm talking about the last movie that I saw that I did not see before, I finally got around to watching Coco. And I loved it. I have to watch it again. It was so, it was such a great movie. And I honestly love, I think Coco is a Pixar, I may be wrong about that, a Pixar movie. I love animated stuff. I love animated films, animated TV shows, but Coco was so good, so well done. I loved it. Okay, the next question is, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I definitely have cried during a movie. I actually cried during Kung Fu Panda that I just watched, and I've watched that movie many, many times. I'm a person that I kind of cry easy during movies, especially during the emotional parts. I don't know, especially if I'm really engaged by the movie, the emotional parts just get to me so much. And if there's a really sweet moment, I'm like, oh my God. So I kind of cry easy. So yeah, I cry during movies a lot, actually. Okay, next question. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? Oh man. That's so hard, because there are so many great cartoons out there. I'm a 90s baby, so I feel like this is a biased answer, but I feel like there were a lot of great cartoons out around the time that I grew up. But I'm going to stick with a classic that I've watched, and I watch with my nephews to this day. Arthur. When I was a kid, I've been watching Arthur since I was like really, really little. Arthur is a great TV show. It, I think, is a perfect kids show, because it has, you know, all those lessons that you need. It's, you know, cute and silly, like how a kids show should be, but also had the drama, and I lived for it and I loved it. So Arthur was definitely one of those cartoons that I'll definitely remember as I get older. All right, let's go to this question that was posted by theme_owl_friendly. Any books/movies/pieces of music, or just a piece of advice that change your perspective on life/open doors for you? I would say that there are so many incredible pieces of music and movies that I loved, but I think for books, a book series that had an impact on me, and I'm sure had an impact on a lot of other people, was the Harry Potter series. And the reason for that is because Harry Potter was such a, you know, fantastical and whimsical kind of book series, but also some of the characteristics that Harry and Hermione had in the book related to me, and I felt like I saw parts of myself in them, and just seeing them, you know, as kids, you know, dealing with all of that stuff, but still, you know, believing in themselves, fighting through, persevering, made a big impact on me when I was younger. So I'd say in terms of books, that definitely had an impact on me, and, you know, kind of helped me to feel confident, say, you know, I can do this, I can persevere, I can make it through. Pieces of advice that changed my perspective and opened doors for you. I would say these two pieces of advice really helped. I think I mentioned this first one in my last AMA. My mom would always say to me, don't take life so serious. And when I was younger and, you know, like coming out of high school and getting into college, I'm like, Mom, how can you say that? You know, I got this to do, I got that to do, I have to take things seriously. And I feel like I used to be a very, and I can still be kind of a very serious person, very focused, very driven. But as I get older, I realize how important her saying that was. Don't take life so serious. Like, take it seriously, but don't take it seriously at the same time. Like, and when she said that, and I still kind of carry it with me to this day, it's always like, it's important to have fun. It's important to embrace the more lighthearted things in life, to enjoy life. Like, of course, all of, you know, the really important, ambitious things you want to do in life are amazing and they're important, but it's also important to enjoy the time that you have, to enjoy life, to have fun. And I feel like that's something I haven't done a lot of. So I definitely, as I get older, I'm embracing that piece of advice more and more and trying to have more fun and enjoy my time here that I have while I have it, you know? Okay, so this second piece of advice, I don't know if it was necessarily advice. Well, kind of, because I've heard a couple of friends, you know, say this to me. And, you know, a lot of people say this all the time. And kind of the, I don't know if it's advice, but it really, like, changed things for me. When I fully embraced this, it changed everything. It basically was like, fuck other people. Just not fuck them, but like fuck what they think. Like fuck what other people think. Do what you want. Do you. Like, and I was always like, well, you know, it's important to take other people's thoughts into consideration. And, you know, and I feel like I used to be very much so a people pleaser, and like, you know, I have to consider other people. And yes, that is true. That's important. But when it comes to what you need to do for yourself, what you think is best for you, you need to focus on what you feel and what you are saying and what you think is best. Like, yes, it's nice to get other people's perspectives, but don't let them change what you think is best for you. And when I fully embraced that, that's when things started to really turn around for me. Because beforehand, I was so focused on making everybody else happy and, you know, factoring in what they wanted for me, I didn't think about what I wanted for myself. And I was like, why am I so bogged down? Why am I so unhappy? Why? And I realized I wasn't doing what I wanted to do with my own life. And I said, you know what? One day I just was like, fuck it. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. And when I did that, that's when shit started to happen for me, honestly, when I really started to turn my life around. And I think to this day, I still kind of carry that with me. Of course, I appreciate other people's perspectives and I appreciate their input on things. But at the end of the day, I need to do what's best for me. And most of the time, I feel like you know what's best for you and you know what you should do, and you should do that. And if you feel like you need to do it, do it. no matter what other people say, as long as you are not hurting anybody, I feel like, you know, you should do it. You should do what's best for you. So I think that piece of advice totally changed my perspective on everything, on life. It changed my life. It opened a lot of doors for me because I wasn't allowing myself to open those doors. So when I said that, I finally was ready to open those doors and step into the opportunities that were presenting themselves to me. So it really changed a lot for me. Okay, let's go back to some of these questions that were posted by users who wanted to stay anonymous. These next few questions might be kind of controversial, just a little bit, but I'm going to answer them anyways. Okay. This question says, how much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? Okay. This question is not an easy question, and it's tricky, and it's different for everyone. So I'm going to answer based on how I personally feel about this. So my relationship with religion is, I don't want to say it's not a good one, but religion in my childhood and in my earlier part of my young adult life did not have such a positive effect on me. Because largely in part of my sexuality, and I was a part of a religion that did not embrace that, and so it affected me a lot. And so my view on religion is I totally respect the religion of others. It's a different story when it comes to religion for myself. So would I be okay with dating someone who is religious and who believes in God? I would say yes, as long as their belief is not that anyone should be hurt, anyone should be discriminated against. It's not a part of any, honestly, racism, any homophobia, as long as that is not involved, as long as, you know, hurting others or even killing others is not involved in their values and what they believe, then that's their own personal belief, and I am okay with that. But if their values and their beliefs involves that, I cannot be in a relationship with them, honestly. I can't. But again, that's me. Others may feel differently, but that's me personally, how I feel about it. Would I be more comfortable if my partner didn't believe in God? Not necessarily. Again, their personal belief is their personal belief, but as long as it does not involve, you know, all of those things that I said before, I don't think it would matter either. Either way, I think I'm talking too fast. I don't think it would matter either way. I think that, you know, there are people who believe in all different things and are from all different types of religious backgrounds. And so... next question. When it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you are left wing, would you be okay dating someone who is right wing? So I'm assuming this is more so based on American politics or politics that has like a left wing and a right wing. So kind of the same answer to the first question, as long as their political beliefs does not involve hurting anyone, killing anyone, being racist, being homophobic, and all of that stuff, then I think I would be okay with it. But if their political beliefs involves any of that, then no, I would not want to be with that person. I just would not feel comfortable with that. in terms of the left wing and the right wing, that may conflict, not necessarily, but that may conflict based on, you know, me not wanting to engage with, at least in a relationship, engage with someone who has those values in their either religious beliefs or their political beliefs. Okay. Last question that was submitted by users who wanted to be anonymous. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics / questions should be avoided, save for later, and keep dates casual, or should be talked about as early as possible? Let's say we are referring to the first 3 to 4 dates. I don't know if there's a rule for this. I feel like a lot of people say, you know, the super serious stuff you should kind of keep on the back burner until you get to know that person a little bit better, until things get more serious. I know for me, not saying I lay it out all on the table for the first time, but if I'm to the point where we are dating, how I am is I definitely want to get to know you first before we even cross the threshold of, you know, wanting to date. So if we know each other well enough to get to that point, I'm going to be like, hey, this is what I think. This is how I am. And I'm going to want to lay it out on all on the table. And I feel like if you're at that point where you're, you know, dating someone and you feel like it's kind of serious, then yes, you should talk about those serious topics and questions. Because not saying that being with them or not talking about it at first would be a waste of time, but sometimes people just don't connect in that way, or things don't align, stuff happens. And I feel like it's better to know a little bit earlier about that than later on, because later on down the line, I feel like there's more likelihood of getting hurt. So I think it's important. And that's kind of how I am. It kind of just comes out of me, because when I talk to someone, and if I'm interested in them in that way, I, of course, want to know the little details, like what's your favorite color, your favorite food, all the favorites and stuff. But I also want to get to the hard hitting shit. Like, I want to really open up to you and really connect and get to know you. But I know not everyone is like that. So again, this is based on how I personally feel about it and what I personally would do in that situation. All right, and the last set of questions that I have for this AMA was submitted by Glacial Dust. And the first one was, what would be the tags on your ideal audio to listen to? What a good question. Honestly, I feel like I make a lot of the content that I would want to listen to. So I am a total sucker for the BFE, GFE experience. I love that. I love the soft shit. Like, give me all the cuddles, give me all the kisses. Emotional. I'm definitely an emotional person. I love that. what else? I think I also like whispering too. I think I would also like comfort. Not necessarily like stress relief, but, you know, just some sort of comfort. Just like a very slice of lifey kind of situation. Those type of tags I think would be the perfect tags. And honestly, those are the audios I tend to listen to the most. Okay, this question is funny. If you had to plan your wedding tomorrow, what color scheme would you choose? Oh boy. Okay, I'm going to answer this question not trying to not acknowledge a pandemic, but if this was where we're past the pandemic time or time before the pandemic, because I feel like that would affect a lot. But okay, I think I would honestly go for, this is so boring, but something like white and gray with a splash of like different colors. I'm very much so, I don't want to say boring, but kind of, I love a gray and gray tones, but I also love it to be accented by something. So maybe accented with a nice red or yellow and have like little like flowers or other types of decorations that had like the softness and the calmness of gray, but with splashes of colors. And last question from Glacial Dust. Which celebs or fictional characters do you find the most attractive? Honestly, celebs, not saying I don't pay a lot of attention to them, but I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to them. Obviously, I'll say, you know, if a celeb is good looking or I think they're attractive, I'd be like, oh, that person's attractive. But like, fictional characters, I think I have more of an idea. I really love the Marvel movies and the Marvel comics. So I think by default, because I like those movies, like the celebs or the actors and actresses that play those characters, I tend to find kind of attractive. I think maybe because of the roles that they're in and also the fictional characters themselves, I tend to find attractive, which is probably an answer that a lot of people would give, but honestly, what I could think at the time. I think that, yeah, I would say like all of the Marvel comic characters, and I think their attractiveness comes from them just being... honestly, superheroes, like super powered, super strong, but also super smart and super intelligent and just being brave enough, you know, to go out and save the world. That is all the questions for this AMA. Thank you again so much to everyone who posted questions for me to answer. They were so fun to answer. I had so much fun with this. And again, thank all of you for all of your support, all of your love. Thank you for helping me to get this far, for motivating me, for supporting me. And I definitely look forward to celebrating a lot more milestones with you. Thank you again, everyone. And thanks for listening to this very, very, very long audio and long AMA. Much love to everyone.